has one, and she said that she had a dinner one time, and she didn't like it because she said the food tastes different.
It doesn't taste the same.
Of course, you know, everybody's different. But she didn't like it. And the newer ones now, they say, will brown the food. Some of the earlier models that said wouldn't get things brown. It would be cooked, but it wasn't brown. Yeah. I kind of think I like things brown, you know.
There was an advertisement on television, and this woman was demonstrating this oven.
Oh, yeah?
There was a lot of some men in the audience, and one of the men, kind of an elderly man, she kept talking and jabbering away for a long time, and Charlie kept trying to fix it.
Yeah.
And she said it just never worked right all the while she's had it.
What kind did she have?
She had one from Sears.
Oh.
And she went with me that day. I went into the Singer to tell them about mine.
Yeah.
And so here the day she told me, you know what, Charlie went in and bought me a new sewing machine.
Oh, really?
And that was her Christmas present.
Oh, how nice.
Well, it came on her birthday, but Charlie said, that's your Christmas present.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't know whether she'd get another present or not.
Well, I wonder if hers is working okay.
Well, I don't think well, at that time she hadn't done anything with it, but she got a stand with it.
Oh, I see.
Which is really good, but better than just the top.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try my top on my kitchen table and see how it works out, and if I feel I have to have a stand on buy one. But they're so expensive.
Are they?
The best one is $150.
Oh, really? That much?
They're not too fancy. I was looking at them. She was just telling me the price.
Gee, that does seem kind of like a lot for something like that, doesn't it?
Yes. And then the next price was $75, which wasn't bad, but it was it just was on legs, like on a kitchen table.
Oh,
you know?
I see. Yeah.
And it had no drawer. It was just a flat piece of board on two aluminum legs.
Yeah.
On four aluminum legs.
Yeah.
It was just a little table, was all.
I'm trying to remember where the heck I bought that thing that I have, and I can't remember where I got it.
Where do you keep it? Is it folded up?
No, it's on this little stand, like.
Uh-huh.
It's in, I'll show it to you. Well, you can't see it. It's all piled up with stuff now.
Well.
But it just sits on this
table.
Gee, I can't remember where I bought that thing. Well, I got my sewing machine on. You know where?
Oh, you mean the table?
Yeah. I don't know either.
I got the sewing machine at the bazaar.
Yeah. I vaguely remember, maybe I got it at some place like Best, one of those places where you order something out of a catalog or something, you know. I got one of those catalogs.
In my room you have one, Best. I've never heard of that company.
Oh, sure, they're all around here. That's where we bought that thing for you. You know, that mixer?
Oh.
That was it.
That's it's much like a consumer's.
Yeah,
we have.
It's a lot like that. Well, it's practically the same thing. Yeah.
I noticed it had lots of things at the consumer. I bought your mixer at the consumer's outfit.
Yeah.
And it was a lot cheaper than in the stores.
Yeah, they are. Well, this Best place is like that too.
Would you like to come with me to some kind of a meeting at that Seventh-day Adventist church? Only it wasn't going to be a church service or anything like that. They were going to have a cook come and demonstrate some fancy kind of cooking. And again, I didn't really want to, but she always sounds so desperate, like she can't get anyone else to please come. And so, I said, well, okay. I said, when is this going to take place? And she said, it's going to be 3 days in a row, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. of that week, and that he was going to be there for a couple of hours each evening. It was going to be in the evening. And so I said, well, I didn't think I could go the 3 days, but maybe I would go once with her. And so we talked about 10 minutes on the phone, and we made the plans, and I was going to go on a Monday. That's the Monday. It was going to be Paris, Sunday, Monday, and I was going to go with her Monday evening at 7:30. And so we agreed, and I said, well, fine, I'll see you Monday evening. Well, I get all dressed up Monday evening, and it gets to be 7:30, and I'm sitting by the window there waiting for her to come for me. And about an hour before, I knew she was getting ready to go because she came down to the mailbox with her head all full of curlers, and I knew she was, you know, getting herself ready. So I'm sitting there waiting and waiting, and 7:30 goes by, and about a quarter to eight comes along, and I see her backing down the driveway, and I thought she was coming over to get me, and she has Big John with her in the car, and they get down the street and go zoom up the street and leave me in the dust. And I thought, what? God, what happened? So she never did come back, and she didn't call me or anything, and I was just sitting there waiting for her to come straight.
I bet you could sell those tapes. Two old women get in there. Oh, that's funny. You really go into detail. Tell something. Tita does that. She goes to the simplest detail. She takes her the longest time to explain something. She used to get pranks going. So much when she'd call on the phone. She'd hang on there and tell me something that I wasn't interested in at all. But she'd go way back to when it first started. Frank always say, why don't you come to the point? Oh. That's funny. It don't sound that funny when we're talking, but on there it sounds so crazy. And all I do is say,
Yeah, I didn't realize it sounded so funny either until I heard it.
Who was that again? Your neighbor? It must have been Big John over
there. Lorilla. Yeah, she was, she used to work part-time during the week, and she was always busy. She was going, and she would forget. Chill it a little. It cuts better if it's cold, doesn't it? Cranberry sauce.
Well, I don't know if
it does. I think it does.
Jennifer.
Oh, God. I don't have a... Give me another can.
Yeah, that's real bad, too. I always try to avoid boiling milk if I possibly can in a pan, because that's terrible, this pan. I tell you, I did make a mistake with those buns. After I shake them and put them in the pan to the second rising, I put a little bit of egg yolk and water over the top to make it crusty.
Yeah.
But I should have done that after they raised up. I put it on before.
Oh, I see.
See? And all that egg kind of dripped down into the bottom of the pan. I don't bake enough to remember things like that.
That's like then after
so I don't know if that had any bearing on how they baked or whatever, but even with that stuff on them, but
just have the egg
stuff
just down.
Aunt Jean
very much.
Oh yeah. Well, she does. She
says
she's gonna make them.
I don't have the
bendest
voice either.
Well, I don't think that I sound like I do.
Yes, you do.
Oh, if I do, then I sound like an old woman from the Middle West or something. I sound like I'm from Iowa. Yes, I do.
A and B seems to be the only store that has pop.
It doesn't sound like me. I don't.
Well, I think it sounds like you. Yeah. But they say that we don't sound to ourselves like we do.
Hear ourselves, yeah. I guess. Even the way we do to other people.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Like you made some too long ago, and I don't know if you made some. Yeah, well, they were real good.
But I think they have poppy seed on.
Oh, did you?
I've never used poppy seed. I must get them.
You have? You don't use poppy seed?
I bought myself a package a long time ago, and I don't bake enough, you know, to use the poppy seed either. But and then mine got stale. I had it for years, you know, and I didn't use it. So finally, I just threw it away. But there's poppy seed cake.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you told me about that. But then I saw a recipe on a package of poppy seed. That had a cake recipe on the package.
Mildred makes that poppy seed cake. Yeah. She likes it. So, I've never tasted it.
Yeah, I kind of like the flavor of it.
Wow. It's getting there.
Does it have a pop-up?
No, it doesn't have a pop-up.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't roll over.
No, it kind of stays there. Well, you know, most turkeys are so wide across that I guess it wouldn't. Two hours to go. I'm going to make myself a hot rum. Well, how would you like a nice hot rum?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about you, John? Okay. Oh. Call her to David.
I'll keep you company.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm going to try a taste of this Marie's cheese ball here.
Oh, yes.
To sing a song.
Oh, I think.
Okay, are you ready? Okay. God, I can't remember the words now. You know where I heard this song? You probably won't believe it, but Uncle Al used to sing it. Okay, I'll sing it now. I was born 10,000 women. No, that doesn't have those thoughts. I was born about 10,000 years ago, and there isn't a single thing I do not know. I saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses, and I'll shoot the guy that says it isn't so.
Used to sing that. Now I remember it. I can't come back.
He was really kind of funny.
Yes, he was.
And I remember as a little kid a lot of little funny things that he did.
I remember one time we went down to when they lived up there in the mountains up above. What was the name of that place they lived at?
Havilah. Yeah.
That little shanty they lived in. And he and Pappy got to drinking beer, and of course. Then he was funnier than ever, and he didn't have any shoes on. Oh. He was barefoot.
Oh.
And he kept, Pappy was strumming the guitar, and he kept toe dancing around there. And he was putting his hands up.
Oh, tell you what's funny.
We had a funny laugh. A nice laugh. Yeah, we should laugh.
I don't know where he ever heard it. He must have learned it from Amy. There was another song too, but I can't remember the words either, except one part of it. It was a name, and it was Ivan Skubinski Skabar.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Remember that? Yeah. I can't remember how it goes.
I don't remember either. I remember the name of Ivan Skubinski. He had quite a few songs that he sang. And,
yeah.
Yeah. He always had a bunch of little silly little songs that he sang. Let's see.
The funniest thing he ever did was he pretended he was a ballet dancer.
Oh, you never said that. Oh, that's just now. Oh, you better believe there's football somewhere.
Figure out how to open these things. You know, it scares you. They always say, use care. Uh-huh. It's like a bomb. You don't know what's going to go off.
Right. Oh. But that reminds me, I do have some bubbly. Well, we'll drink it when we serve the turkey.
Mel Gibson did a good drawing of that. You should save that. That's cute.
That's the cat.
Yeah.
That one in there.
Oh. Don't tell me he had a few drinks before he did that.
No, I don't remember what was happening, but he came home and misjudged his distance. I'm telling you,
did
it was
chewed out.
Oh. I'm telling you, it was kind of silent around here for a whole week. Actually, I wouldn't care if they were both gone.
Well, what you doing in the middle? In the middle of the floor, huh? Oh, I
know. You know, she's so limp that when you pick her up, she just kind of falls apart.
She don't care. Put her head down. Oh, you're so just make dirty dishes all the time.
Oh, that's okay.
Pretty good song. very much. Well, from what all I have read about having one measly little glass of wine every day,
sure,
it does you more good than harm. And I am not guzzling bottles or anything like that. All I have is one glass.
So you're not a guzzler.
And that stuff I buy is about the weakest stuff you can get. Well, I don't know about the man, you know.
Come here a minute.
Well, you know how it is.
It's got about an hour yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be done.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I could make the salads ahead of time and then just put them in the icebox, I suppose. Oh, she's out there looking.
Sister Susie.
Sister Susie?
Yeah.
That's a tongue twister, and I changed it right quick.
Boy, he is something else.
You are cats, too. Our mother did it. Anyway.
Yeah.
What was her mother's name, though?
Harriet.
Harriet. And her father was from Texas, or so he always called her Harriet.
Yeah.
The Harriet's
we didn't even see it, and then he started making the action like it was the end. Of course, you could tell it was. And he had his
extension.
I'll tell you, he's got the best laugh in the world. Is your mother? I just love to listen to her laugh. She was
good. Yeah, and you know, she's just like a happy little kid right now.
You know, Catherine acquired a southern accent. She really talks like she's from the south now, you know.
Like her husband.
Yeah. And I was kidding her when she came out here because I said that she doesn't talk like she did when I knew her, you know. And
does she know that she does that too?
Oh, I guess she does, you know, she knows. But it's a funny thing. I noticed when you're around her, or when I was around her, I was beginning to kind of talk like she does. You know, you kind of pick up the way a person says things. Uh-huh. And David taped some of our conversations, and oh,
say a while.
Yeah.
While we were roasting.
thing a hot dog.
What did Frank have? Oh, he had one of those little crabs, you know.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And he threw it. He didn't mean to hit the Harriet.
Then it went right down her dress.
Oh, did she squeal?
Yeah, I remember that.
Dear Daddy, you know,
I'm
not a
fairy. I'm like, oh boy, I fell in love with a pretty little girl. I didn't know. I meet her and maybe wherever I may go. Where's
she? I'm right there. Of a family sticking together because, you know, her own father deserted the mother. And I think she always thought that we had a nice family because we were always, you know, kind of together and everything, and that impressed her. Me and the family. Although, you know, I don't really, when I think back, I don't know why she kind of took to me because, I don't know, I was always kind of, you know, sort of shy. I was never very forward, and she was a very friendly person.
Yes.
You know, she had a lot of friends, and
the pretty girl.
So yeah, and she was very pretty, and so I always wondered a little bit why she kind of liked me because I never really, you know, made much of an effort
to be her friend.
Yeah, to be her friend or anything, but she just went ahead anyway, and.
She seemed to like to come to our house.
Yeah, she did. She always liked us.
Tub of water. Just when they were born, she drowned us.
Hello, sweetie.
They had that little restaurant down there on the...
Yeah, on... was it Vernon?
Vernon Avenue.
Yeah.
Central and Vernon.
Yeah.
In one of these not a box car. But
yeah, I know. I was there, you know, a couple of times.
Yeah. And Emmett would sneak into the register and...
Oh, help himself?
And help himself. And she
she didn't like that, huh?
She didn't like that. Then, of course, he'd go out and get, I don't know, get drunk or not.
He liked a little whiskey,
dinner,
didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But
well,
I remember a story he used to tell about his sisters. They were from Texas.
Yeah.
And he said at his home he had a couple of sisters, and they lived up. They went. They had their bedroom upstairs, and what was it? The mother would call her, and the sister would pound her shoe on the floor. I'll be down in a minute. But to hear him tell it was a lot funnier. Old Emmett. No.
Oh, are they?
She must have had operation or something. She said she. Yeah, she said she had the. Her eyes were straight.
Oh.
If I had the wings of an angel, over these prison walls, I would fly. I would fly to the arms of my poor darling, and then something I would die. Yeah, I can't remember.
I wonder if Pat still has that cotton white hair. Remember how white her hair was?
Yeah. I don't know. That was good to say. But you know, they had the pet shop.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't work in the pet. They have two now.
Oh,
two
really?
Pet
shop, oh.
And she doesn't work in the pet shop anymore. She's a thing. She always liked her pets.
Yeah. And let's see, she had one boy
one
or something.
Boy.
I wonder.
Yeah,
yeah,
just one boy. Yeah. And I guess he probably went into that business. With the pet.
Yeah.
I never. Never met her husband. I don't know what kind of guy he was. Apparently, nice fellow.
Well, I
don't hear anything about Normie anymore. Yeah. I don't know what she's.
Well, it seems like most of Aunt Ellen's family kind of settled around San Jose, didn't they? In that area? Or... Okay.
This is Negative Lens. Reminding you to get ready for the Love Canal.
I can't read this. I flew it.
I flew it, baby.
Oh, okay.
Should I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Negative Land, reminding you to get ready for the Love Canal at Love Course 49. And Jonathan Livingston Seagull is always changing his size. It could be Devil.
Now what?
That's all.
I hope I did it right.
The director is satisfied.
Oh, cut! Cut already.